Dedication by Bill Allison. This dedication was written by Bill Allison, the writer of two New Zealand books, Kiwi at Large and Kiwi Vagabond. Errol had served in World War II beside Charles Upham VC in Bar. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to read these truly wonderful diaries written by your great, great uncle Lieutenant R.D. Doughty M.C. They are truly a most unique set of interesting diaries, and are well worthy of publication. The writer doesn't set out to glorify himself or war, and writes in such a straightforward style, as though he's writing a letter to family or close friends. The very writing material on which the young lieutenant uses is also unusual, with Diary 1 having a leather horse harness as covers. It also seems as though he wanted the horses to take a part in the diaries, for he began his military life with the horses, but he also took a keen and active interest in all aspects of a gunner's life, and it seems his officers soon recognized his worth and his courage, for he soon was made a first lieutenant. He certainly earned his rank and his military cross. His diary notes are certainly the most interesting ones that I have read. They give such a vivid account of real life and death on Gallipoli and in Flanders fields. He doesn't set out to impress, and yet no other diary notes I've read are as true and vivid as his. And I learned from his diary much more than from many of the other histories that I've read. Until I read his diaries, I was not aware that so many aircraft, on both sides, were used, and so many submarines, nor did I realize that so many other nationalities were involved apart from the British, the Anzacs, the Turks, and of course the Germans. I was surprised to read that Greek troops, some thousands, were also involved, and the French and French Africa troops. Then of course from the hell of Gallipoli, he went on to serve in the harrowing mud of Ypres, then to his death in the shambles of Passchendaele. He had a very, very long and hard war. His military cross was well earned. I should think he meant to part his diary notes home, for he probably would not have much time to write letters. And thank you again for giving me the opportunity to read these truly unique diaries. Bill Allison.